thing is...
Why? You're fine.
So this is A Lost Crown of Neverwinter, D&D Encounters, Season 6. We are about to begin Session 13, second from the end. This is the first of the two-part climax, and hopefully you guys are eagerly looking forward to what comes next. So,
it's a dragon.
At some point. So if you remember, last week we had... two mini encounters as a part of the full week. So in the first half, you fought the slime and the plague change dogs around the fountain in order to get across the bridge. And then once you got across the bridge, there was the gate, and all of the plague change maniacs were running through the open gate, and you guys had to work together to close the gate and take out the more powerful plague change creatures that were there. At the end of that, the people... that live in that area, they came out, they were kind of freaked out, they'd been hiding, and once they saw you guys took care of things, they came out, thank you, here's a little bit of money as a reward, and they were able to tell you what they saw, and one of the things that they revealed that you may not have realized up until that point was that the Lost Heir is actually a woman, and it's actually, what's her name, Seldra, the half-elf who you guys had met earlier in this adventure, and if you played the Game Day adventure, she was the one who actually brought the crown to Neverwinter. That was part of the whole Game Day thing. So all of this information helps to sort of have all the pieces start to fall into place about like what's going on and why things are going on, or at least it should. And
I guess we should have let you kill her when we first met her, like you said.
Yeah, no kidding. The heroes at the end of the last encounter, while you were sort of taking your 5-minute rest, General Sabine showed up with a couple of her men, and if you remember, she's like the highest ranking military officer in the city. And she's like tough as nails and like, you know, Miss Law and Order. And she looked like she had been in some battle recently, and she basically asked you guys for your help. She's like, you know, the Lost Heir is causing a panic and attacking and destroying things, and my men are scattered all over the city, and you guys have already helped us so much, but we really need your help a little more. She still thinks it's a man. She has no reason to know otherwise. She's like, if you could find the Lost Heir and you know, take him down before you can do any real damage, we'd be appreciative. And that was sort of where we left it. You guys were like, okay, you remember there was those fiery foot tracks, so you were able to just follow the foot tracks, and that's where things lead back to the square. So, let me get things set up, and we'll be good to go from there. Just need a couple more of my little minions.
She can't attack or block it when it's turned off.
Please tell me they can get the
See, now I was hoping that the dragon box set would be out by the time we played this encounter, and then I could actually have a white dragon that's this size. Because the like, you know, the Beholder set, they've got Dragon set coming out next week. And it's got all the, you know, black, white, red, blue, and green, and they're this size. They're the large size, 2 squares by 2 squares. So it's like, I have a white dragon, but he's 4 by 4, and he's this big, which is as cool as it looks. It's, you know, not something you would put up against a party that's only levels 2 and 3. Okay, so you got these foot tracks.
How can you get them a coconut milk?
They're not bringing any more of the orange ones. Okay. I'm gonna use the green ones because I don't have enough of the orange ones as the foot tracks. So this is sort of where you guys come through. I think you went around this way, if I remember correctly.
Flaming feet.
Yeah, these are the flaming tracks. Let me just double check that that's correct.
No stop by in those ones.
Like we set the door.
Palms are leaves.
Yeah.
No, we'll put it there.
Dragon.
Tracks just go right up to the side here.
Why is there a dragon in here?
This was from earlier in the adventure. This is an actual, it's a statue of a dragon. They were fighting this dragon, and the Lost Heir was able to use like a ritual and turn the dragon to stone. So the dragon's like, like it's mid-attack as a thing. So, I guess I'm going to need some minis here. Oh, I didn't leave a mini out for Lost Heir. My bad.
Oh, whoops. It was the swamp.
Sorry, I know I've asked you this 3 times already. Everybody has a mini?
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay, see, that's why. I'm just going to use Blue Cloak as the mini. You were playing a wizard, correct?
All the yellow guys.
Okay.
Under target opponents.
Okay, everyone else got a mini?
every time. The Magus of the Disc is now a terrain feature.
So if I hold
that up, and now it goes to
kill. Honestly, looks like Doctor Doom.
No, that's
depends
on what you give it to somebody else. I'm hearing it to you. So I still die.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not. Depends on who has it.
That's a minute.
And depends on who ends up with the Magus.
I'm not taking that risk.
They're totally minions.
Hold
it
off. Is my turn again?
Go for it.
The guy in strands go.
Dude, I'll give you a block of that. Pull the disc.
Good, thanks.
Are they undead?
We're talking about that. Now. We're in the mid-teens, and our wizard doesn't have magic missile. He doesn't have beguiling strands. He's like, well, I've already played a wizard who had all that. I wanted different powers. We're like, no, but those are like utility powers. You suck as a wizard without those powers.
They go to the graveyard until the end of the turn. But you do have to choose right now who gets
what.
You guys basically will I assume you're not following the tracks directly. When you get here, you can see all the commotion. You probably come around this side. So basically you start sort of in this area.
Who are you giving the magus to? He's got the magus.
Okay, but stuff happens before the actual fighting. So you went to the square where you first met the Lost Aerith about 10 days ago. Now that you know it's a woman, she stands before the statue of the great white dragon you fought on that fateful day. A crowd of Neverwinter citizens has gathered and is staring at the sight in the square center. The air and the dragon statue are enclosed in a dome of azure fire. Now, up close, you recognize the air. It's Celdra Talamand, which you guys were able to figure out last week. She has removed her helmet and now wears the crown of Neverwinter. The crown gleams brightly. Its blue light mingled with the inky shadows. She breathes heavily as though she can barely keep to her feet. Her spell scar glows fiercely, and her eyes blaze with blue fire. She pays no attention to you and seems instead intent on the statue. Okay, so whatever she's doing, she's like encased in this dome, and it doesn't seem like any amount of damage is going to take this thing down. Basically, the dome will last at the speed of plot. Okay, so if you remember, there were some NPCs that had their shop set up here. There was the armor dude here, the weapon guy or weapon girl, and there was the halfling guy was selling his wares. This card is not there. Ignore that. Okay, so anyone who is trained in Arcana can give me an Arcana check, please.
Nope.
18.
24.
Okay. You guys realize that touching the dome will most likely cause you pain, and it will. It'll take 5 points of damage if you touch it, and it will like blast you back. So you can try and use Arcana checks to lower the dome, but again, it's just busy work so that if you know people aren't interested in doing any role playing, they can actually roll some dice.
So three
trample from Toronto. You guys have this opportunity, so there's like this big crowd is mulling around. So you guys have this opportunity if you want to interact with the armorer, the weaponsmith, and the little halfling dude who was
so
over.
We can buy gear before the last fight, essentially.
Yeah, like although there's a lot of looky loos, the merchants realize like this is potentially really bad, so they're starting to pack stuff up. So.
Is there
probably
any
about 45 minutes? Is that gonna be that good?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I just wanted to know. Like,
are there any implements that I can get off these guys?
Actually,
use a weapon.
Weapons.
Is anyone selling healing potions?
Oh, right. Is anyone the mine yet?
Yeah, we'll assume that they probably both have a couple.
What does that stock up on those?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
How much
are so,
they worth? 50 gold apiece?
Where do you want
to
go?
I'm going to head over to the armor guy and sure try and grab some hide armor or some, if he has special armor.
I think it was metal worker, but so you guys can come sort of the long way around. Yeah, so the armor, okay, so his name was Orthir. His usually busterous banner has grown muted as he looks upon the frightening display of the air's power. He is urgently trying to pack up and move his stock. So this is his wagon. He's trying to like get all this stuff in there. So when he sees you guys coming, and he's like, "Oh, hey, you know," he's actually quite happy to see you because you guys were the big heroes the first time around, right? He's like, "Oh, yes, my friends. He's now this was the group that bought weapons the first time around, right? Because you guys had all done the game day adventure.
I was there. I think Dimitri was there.
Adam, I think, was there. Trevor was there. So some of you guys bought. So he's very happy to see you. He's like, "Oh, yes." He's like, "Are you looking for new equipment?" He's like, "My wares are you know very." Very powerful, very popular. Like he's clearly interested in selling. We don't have any dwarves in the party, do we?
No.
Okay. Too bad. Dwarves automatically get a free magic gun.
Magic
item.
Wow.
Okay, he's got he's got some stuff. He's got some magic armor, he's got magic shield, he's got basically this is it. Each of the merchants has some of the stuff from the treasure item list. So like he's got bracers of mighty striking, gloves of agility, gauntlets of blood, belt of vigor, as well as three different kinds of armor and a shield.
What's the agility do again?
I have no idea. It's from Heroes of Forgotten Kingdom. So yeah, he's definitely he's definitely eager to sell, and he's like, oh yes, what are you looking for? Oh, I see your armor. Okay, well, what kind of armor are you looking for?
Hide.
He's like, I have plus one Sylvan armor, which I'm pretty sure can be hide.
Then I'll how much is it?
Whatever the book that is, I think it's
I'll take it.
520.
Oh wow.
I won't.
Can I take a loan?
Wait, can I do the diplomacy check? Do you know the price?
If you lose a flip,
You can certainly try. How do you want to convince him to lower the price?
I want to convince him that we're trying to stop the last deal. We need all the equipment. We're trying to set down the chaos.
Not to mention, I'll give him all I have, and then I'll just hand and give it back to him at the end of the fight.
He's like, well, given those circumstances, I could certainly come down on the price of it. So give me a diplomacy check. He will definitely come down, but he's not going to just give it away.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you're dwarf.
Yeah, if you've got the Nair of Delzoon or whatever the theme
eight,
is.
27.
Yeah, he's willing to reduce the price by 20%, no problem.
Okay.
Your words have swayed him, and you get the impression that he'd rather sell it to you than have to worry about carting it away.
Okay, so I still need.
So that's still gonna be 100. That's gonna be like 100 off. So it'll be 400.
I still
say 400.
I still need another 170.
What's the armor do?
Take 106.
Exactly.
Pardon me. What's the armor do exactly? It gives you plus one your armor class.
Okay, he's giving me 170. So I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna take instead of.
Okay, so you guys pull your cash real quick. No problem. So I'm not sure what the Sylvan armor does as far as a property. If you've got the book and can look it up. If not, it's definitely plus one AC. So I'll buy it. You hand him over the money, and while Charles's wizard is paying him the rest, you're stripping off your armor and putting on the magic gear, and it's like,
what do you think? I'm trying to get I was on gloves of accuracy, right?
Gloves of agility.
And I assume that gets plus one to reflex.
No, I think it's plus one to dexterity checks, which you would almost never make.
Yeah, I have no choice. He has to attack him.
Well, might be, no, yeah, I don't know. Without the books, I don't want to guess.
Is it in Adventures?
No. Well, it might be. Just say they're in Heroes of Fallen Land, Heroes of Forgotten Kingdom, the Essentials books.
How many heal potions does he have?
He's got two. And those ones, he's 50 GP. He's not willing to bend the price on those.
Okay. So, I will actually buy both.
Well, there's more than just you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give him to someone who wants one of mine.
I'd like a healing potion.
I'll give one to him.
Like okay, so it's 100 GP.
Boom, boom.
Done. He only has the two, but he points over to the weaponsmith, and he's like, I'm pretty sure she's got a couple of healing potions if you're looking for some more stuff.
All
right. Okay, I hope the weaponsmith fits the GP is the same.
Well, you got to see if she's willing to help you first.
Okay.
None of you guys are playing the barbarian theme, are you?
No.
Okay, free weapon if you were.
Okay. I mean, yes.
So,
barbarian wizard.
If you remember, she was when you guys came through, she was very proud. She was... I think she's a half-orc.
Make it just look like my guy's actually talking.
So, like she said, she wasn't from Neverwinter. Winter, but she brought in weapons from her contacts from other faraway places and very nice, and like the artistry was really good, and like she's whereas the dwarf seemed more fearful, like, oh my god, there's gonna be a big fight. She is angry that things have gotten as bad as she's like, that's it, I've had enough of Neverwinter. She's like, are you guys looking for a good deal? I'll cut you a deal. She's like, you want weapons? I got magic weapons.
No reason.
So she's got three different kinds. She's got straight up plus one weapons, plus one vicious, plus one defensive, and plus one luck blade if anyone wants them. But again, it's a standard price from the book. And two healing potions.
Can you convince her to help us fight?
No, she's not. She's got like carts of. She's got like boxes of stuff.
Those potions, I assume, will be 50 GP.
Yeah, potions are 50 each.
She's not willing to bend the price on those.
Yes. Things.
So anyone else want to buy potions?
I will buy those two potions as well. Who wants one?
They're dead.
Who wants you have to kill one to one to make your heal potion?
Otherwise,
you good?
Yeah.
You?
I have two.
You have two?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I keep one.
Does anyone have enough money to even buy anything from her?
Yeah, I just used the last.
If they had more healing potions, I'd buy more.
No, but I mean, as far as weapons, like, does anyone have over 300 gold?
I just used the last of my healing potions. Dimitri, you have one more healing potion I gave you.
300.
It's 360.
My metal of the air. Total, I have my metal of the air, which I apparently don't need anymore.
Well, it's got a gemstone on it. So.
Oh yeah, actually, I have to crack it on the one.
I gave you one.
I gave you one, and I kept the fourth one for you.
Okay. So once she realizes you guys aren't interested in buying any weapons, she hands you over the potions, and she's like, you know, she's very assertive and like abrupt, and she's like, you know, I gotta get out of here before things really go bad.
And we should probably try to.
Sorry, what were you saying, Jacob?
So we should probably get this crowd moved out before the air turns into plague change, like you did the other
guy. Yeah, there's a lot of looky-loos just standing around.
I would not have been so
trying to get rid of them.
Yeah. No one here was willing to buy any weapons, no? Okay. Is this a store or no?
Yeah, it's the he sells snacks and stuff.
No,
yeah, there's plus the armor sells plus one armor.
Do they have how much for scale? Plus one.
A 360 minus a 20%. So
okay, I'll take one of those.
Yep. Okay, so
what'd you get?
Plus one scale.
Mountain.
Yeah, sorry, we skipped over you when we were over there. So.
Yep, no problem. Is there anyone willing to let me throw in the coast I could get?
I don't think the party has that kind of money. I think they just spent it all.
Okay.
With a combination of diplomacy and intimidate checks, you can easily get the crowd to disperse.
What's the dome? This heel?
What's that?
The dome.
It's like sort of this area.
Okay. Basically, I tell them to disperse that this is a dangerous area as well as safety. As opposed to a back
race? Okay, give me a diplomacy check.
Come on, another 27. 12 plus 9, that is 20, 21.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, no problem. The people are sort of, whatever. But some of them recognize you, and they're like, oh, okay, well, if you guys are here telling them to leave, they're like, we better get the hell out.
Yeah, I'm trying to, we'll handle this. Okay. Leave it to the professionals.
Okay, so you guys manage to get most of the people out, and then the barrier starts to come down. So as the barrier of fire and force protecting Seldra begins to waver, her work is done. She turns her attention to you. You're such fools, she says, her voice teetering with madness. I tried to help you, to make you see, but no, you lack the vision, just like those rebel dogs. Behind Seldra, the dragon statue has begun to stir. Slowly, stone is flaking away as the enchantment binding it weakens. It looks as though you have only minutes before the beast is free. If this is what must be done to save Neverwinter, then so be it. So, okay, civilians out of the way, you already did that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Well, do this.
Everybody give me an insight check, please.
I am actually. I got 27.
11.
14.
Oh, yeah.
15.
27.
I heard the 27, the 15. What was over there?
11.
Magic
missile at a first. Magic train, and that's
so. You guys have got like 15 or more. You realize that Selva doesn't seem to be like, because especially you guys that played the game day, like her actions and the way she's speaking, like she doesn't seem to be all there. Something seems to be, you know, cuckoo upstairs. And you're thinking that maybe you know, she's under some sort of, like, she seems to be mad. Like it could be her spell scar has gone to crazy mind. It could be the clown, but clearly she doesn't seem to be in her right mind. And with a little bit of skill checks and some role play, you may be able to
convince
to try and get her to, you know, stop doing what she's doing. Hang on, let's just go around the table. So if you want to do anything, let me know. And we'll figure out what your options are here.
Unfortunately, none of my stuff works towards like convincing or studying stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, anything to do with the spell scar would be arcana checks.
Yeah, I've got a 2 in arcana.
I got 5.
Anything to do with the crown is going to be history or streetwise.
I got some history, yes.
But you guys need to tell me what, if anything, you want to do, and then we'll figure out the best skill.
That's what happens when you go say no one can play this.
The thing is falling down.
The dome has come down, and the dragon is starting to break away from the statue. Like she's it's still sort of like there's the energy is going from her to the dragon, but like it seems to be almost on autopilot. And she's sort of like what are you doing?
So is there some way to use my spell scar to track her spell scar to try and?
Yes, you can try Arcana, or you can try. I don't know. You tell me. Arcana would certainly work, but if you can think of how another skill might be relevant,
you tell me what you want to do.
Sure, you can do a heal.
Okay, I'm gonna try and heal. Try and use my spell.
Oh wait, my heal is to maybe draw some of her.
Yeah.
Bad stuff off her. Okay, so do you like go right up to her? Or are you gonna try and do it from far away?
I'm gonna go up and.
Okay, so you go right up to her and you're like, stop this.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me a heal check.
I can't even recover.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. 12. Wow, that was.
So we can do heal checks.
Oh, you can do any skill. You just gotta tell me how you want to use it.
I'm spell scar, so I was trying to just sap it from my spell scar.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, so now that you're right next to her and you're like trying to help her out, you realize that she's got an incredibly powerful spell scar, one of the most powerful that the characters have ever seen. But this does not explain her ability to incinerate people or transform them into plague change monsters like you've seen her do.
Actually,
something seems to be empowering her spell scar.
Let's see, what can I do?
Somebody do an acrobatics or athletics, run by her and just grab the card as you're running by.
What about you guys?
Yoink!
No idea.
So I don't.
You don't have to do anything, but I just want to make sure everyone's got a chance.
So I don't get caught on fire or anything when I grab
it? No, there's no harm for you. You're trying to like shake her out of it, and she manages to shrug you off. You get pushed back a square, but you don't take any damage from
it. Does the dragon still look bloody from when we fought it last?
No, of course not. It's got even more hit points than it had the first time because it knows that you guys are a higher level.
It was beat up, but it got frozen in stone, and now it's all better.
It's kind of silly,
it's a GM dragon.
Remind me to get turned to stone sometime.
It's a DM dragon.
Okay, I like.
Oh no, actually, I think it's exactly the same. Let me see. Level 4 monster.
It was level 4 monster when we fought the first time.
That was level 3 monster the first time.
Yeah.
It has all the same powers. It's just some of the numbers are a little bit increased. Okay. Did you want to do anything? No.
I wanted to do a I believe it was history to see if power that's caused him to do all this stuff.
Well, history won't help you with that.
Okay, now try Arcana.
That'd be Arcana.
It's the crown.
So you just play it.
So you want to use Arcana to try and figure out what's going on.
16.
Okay. So now that she's begun this process of breaking the dragon free, the transformation absolutely cannot be stopped. You figure 5 minutes-ish is what it's going to take. Basically, there's enough time to try and do some interaction with her, and then if you happen to take some damage, you have enough time to take a short rest before the dragon's free.
Enchantment.
The power of plot.
Can I pull off the crown? Can I jump back up and...
No!
No, you're pretty... The crown looks like... Hang on, let me check.
You can get Cosmo.
I think we should start breaking the dragon now.
Yeah. I'm already being a dick to everybody else. Might as well take it to you too. Right?
Take its tail off so it can't do a stupid attack anymore. I remember that.
So somebody's going to climb up on its back and start hitting in the back.
I believe while the dragon is still in a stone form, it has resist 20 to all damage.
Oh, okay, so that's fine.
Just be wasting your attacks.
What do I do?
What are you talking about? I can do 120 damage.
Excuse me. Any attempts to try and grab or damage the crown, you would have to attack her so she would be able to actively defend against that.
Oh, it's an island.
Sorry, what book would the armor be in again? Because I'm just going to see if they have it up front.
Which one? Seven armor?
Yes.
Fallen Lands. Here are the Fallen Lands. It might be in the player's handbook. I just don't have the player's handbook.
I think there's stealth in
both.
Yeah, there might be plus one to stealth.
How is blowing up
a hand? Jacob, you want to do anything?
I really want to smash that dragon sculpture before. I'm especially its tail. Why not its tail off? I remember its tail and it being bad.
Actually, can I? I want to try to do the Arcana plus the healer.
Did you see what you did? That. Yeah, you're not going to learn anything.
Do you want to do anything?
Okay.
So he made it so we couldn't play magic, so I made it so
he
can't play magic.
So you're trying to figure out what's going on and maybe try and talk some reason into her, and she's having none of it. So her spell scar ignites in blue flames and her eyes blaze fiercely. She casts out a hand, conjuring several small humanoid creatures entirely in blue flames. I won't be stopped. I will save Neverwinter, she cries. And so all of these guys
And you guys need to position yourselves on the board here.
I
would have been up,
well,
you would have been closer.
Actually, no, I was there.
Well, you were right up here. You said you were trying to do arcana checks. Where's Chris? He was right up there as well. He got pushed back a couple of squares. So the rest of you guys would probably be in this area.
I was talking to
I wanted to smash its tail off.
You're still here?
Okay. I'm moving off.
Are you confident that you'll be able to win this game at all?
Yeah.
Should have bought some acid flasks. And we really wanted to just throw acid on it.
Nothing.
I'm going to morph
this blast arm.
That's
not going to help since I only have a one stealth.
Okay, so any creature that enters the squares with the fiery footprints takes 5 damage when they go in. Or if you end your turn there. So if you get pushed in, you would take the 5, and if you're still there at the end of the turn, you would take 5 more. Anything that looks like an obstacle is difficult terrain. The river does not hurt you. You would just fall in, and you got to climb out. And let's see. The dragon statue is blocking terrain. The statue can be attacked, but it has incredible resistances.
Call it the troll.
And there we go.
And okay.
Does it have a high reflex resistance?
Holy shit!
Holy shit! You take tons of trample. Take 10 trample.
Okay, so.
So
let me just double check what she's. Okay, so now that she's in full effect, she's got an aura. So anyone who's going to enter the aura or end their turn in the aura is going to take damage. I won't penalize this guy because that was during the RP. But it's her turn now. Because she won the initiative. So let's see what she's going to do here.
I'm sure you were. Didn't play the Sleeping Titan. I had the mana to do it. Before you played the
Okay. She will, let's see, we'll say 1, 2, so you guys are closest.
That's quick question. She's going to consider it undead.
Do
it.
Okay. She's going to attack the cleric.
That's fine.
She got a 19 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
12 points, fire and cold, so you need resist to both in order to shrug any of that off.
I don't have anything.
No.
So, how much damage was it? 19?
No, it was. No, it wasn't 12, was it?
I didn't do it generally early.
Oh, that was 10. We'll say 10.
10 damage.
Okay. And she pops 2 points of damage onto Chris. It's like it arcs over.
Okay, so then
it's cold and fire damage.
Okay, I'm just gonna use my. It's an encounter ability. When I get hit before I actually get to do an action, I get to shift one square.
Okay.
And transform. So I'm going to.
It's gonna be John, then Charles, then Jacob.
I am gonna shift back here.
Yep.
And I take Garuk. Okay.
Okay. These guys are enemies, right?
Yes, they're all wraithed in the blue fire.
So who's next?
Garuk is.
John, Charles, Jacob.
5, 4.
So John, you're up.
Okay. I shift one, and I just say to her, "If this will make you see reason, then so be it."
Yeah,
I will use what is it? Sacred flame. If it hits,
Well, these guys will both get a free attack on you. It's a ranged attack.
Sorry, I forgot to mention. I also have combat advantage to get on her until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
No. I won't do that. I will just make a melee basic on him.
Okay.
I get -1 to the roll though.
Okay, so
okay, Charles, then Jacob.
Beguiling strength. So if I have 2 coffee coppers, I add 10.
Early in the game,
I add 10.
It's amazing.
So,
3 minions.
When you're opening hand,
1, 2, 3. Yeah, so you get these guys.
Yeah.
So 3 minions.
Start here. What defense is this against?
Will.
Yeah.
What are you rolling? What's your modifier?
7.
Okay, so you need to roll 6 or better. So you got that guy.
I'll keep.
You got that guy.
I think Chris gets to go first.
And a bottle of black.
Yeah,
because you need more than 6.
I did not.
But the minions, that's the good guy.
The thing about, like, Death's like mine. That just,
yeah, with a good controller, this will be a pretty easy encounter. Okay, did you want to move?
At least that way.
Did you need to move to get where you were there? I wasn't watching.
I would rather, if I'm going to lose, I'd rather die.
Not saying Jacob, you're going to be next.
All right. I saw 7 boys
in the back. What?
Yeah.
Help?
If my thing didn't die, just mid row, I think I would have won that game. Probably.
What are we talking about?
Oh, sorry, those weren't minions. My bad.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
Ooh.
That changes things.
Yeah. I thought, I'm like, she, there's no way she doesn't even have enough hit points. Okay. But it does hit all those guys. So how much damage do they take?
Four. And they get pushed.
That was actually
hey, Chris, guess what?
What numbers are they? 2, 3, 9.
Did you actually
leave
the card, Chris?
No.
Sorry, how much? 4 or 5 damage?
4
each.
Oh, chance.
Put them in the fire.
No, if they go in, they'll take damage right away. They'll get to save.
Buddy several.
Well, the first time, yeah, but they would need, they'll get a save every time. It's going to be a harmful effect.
Turn one, 1, 2, 3.
I gain 3 left.
Oh,
God.
He said, he fails. Okay, so 4.
And then
so 3. Yeah, you got more squares? 4.
Red one?
He fails.
Oh, the red reveal, yeah.
Okay, so that was number 2, so he takes 10 more points. Good job.
That's not bad. That's potentially.
No, each square has to be farther away from you.
That's not farther away from you.
1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, no. It has to be that.
Also,
so
we get stuck.
Push her into the
green. Yeah, this guy can get pushed, though. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just push her under the chick. Knock her over. Knock her prone.
Jacob.
Yeah, they come bitter blow.
Oh, well.
That's the only interaction.
They're not minions.
7.
I have to reconsider what I'm going to do now.
What was it going to be?
And they're not bloody. Well, I was just going to wail on the air if they were minions. I'm like, whatever. You guys are going to take care of them. But,
better than the
we might have to concentrate some fire.
After Jacob is the monsters, and then Connie, and then Chris.
It is a
pain, man.
Nope.
That's it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's a force.
John, you tried to attack one of these guys, right?
Yeah.
And you missed?
Yeah.
You take 3 fire damage if you attack and miss them.
Wow.
With melee attacks.
Swing it back there.
Okay. Interesting.
So they're on fire, I'm presuming, these guys?
What's that?
They look like they're on fire. Though.
Yeah, they are. They're calling them lesser fire elementals, but the way the story progressed, it sounded more like they were guys that are on fire, so just think of them that way.
Awesome. So
they do not have resistance, though.
It's probably going to hurt me, so I'm going to crush him a little bit.
Well, then, I hope you don't hit any sack at us anytime soon.
Okay, so
he
really
it's gonna
be
repeatedly exiled.
Hits
to
play
or
cycle
the
turtle
dragon.
It's number 9 he's attacking.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to
reveal it. Give
me 21 points of damage to it.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very bloody.
Exiles the creature.
This bloody as well.
Oblivion ring for creatures.
I will.
Sacrifice shenanigans.
They don't have a lot of hit points. They're only level 1 monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll mark them.
Okay. We're giving you the blue for the marks this time, just because the greens are going to be used for something else.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
And,
oh my god, my deck has 2 zombies.
Turn on my damage resistance.
Okay.
I call this my zombie deck. And then I realize Geth's a zombie. Interactions, which I'll put all the zombie lords in all that.
All the zombie lords.
There's a lot of zombie lords.
There are a lot of zombie lords.
That guy's good news. Okay, these two that are over here on Jacob.
Oh, shit, yeah. I didn't realize what you're doing. I was busy with my revelation about my zombie.
This guy attacks first.
Azusa.
8 versus reflex.
Nope. Let's see it.
15 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Yeah, they don't actually do any damage on a hit. They do ongoing fire. So you have 5 ongoing fire.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Azusa's a good
job.
Yeah, I know.
That's even worse than actually hits.
Well, what this means from a tactical point of view for you guys is if you're already on fire, provoking an opportunity attack won't matter because the ongoing fire can't get any worse. So.
But it makes my damage so much less.
Triumph of the Lord.
My temporary hit points.
Okay. This guy attacks Connie. 18 versus reflex?
Yes, to both.
Yes?
Yes.
And then what's this thing here? This is your summon monster?
Yeah, that's my minion.
You can summon that every encounter, right? Yeah, okay. So this guy attacks it. And he rolls a 22 versus reflex. Ongoing fire. So remember, you don't take any of that until the start of your turn.
How much ongoing fire?
5. And this guy attacks Dimitri and misses. And this guy attacks John and misses. They're good. Done. Connie, then Chris, then Dimitri.
Okay, I am going to... So, I take 5 damage, right?
Yes, and your doodad here takes 5 damage as well.
This one, number four? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to activate my familiar first and then attack him.
Okay.
Yeah, I finished talking to your familiar.
With him, maybe. Oh, that would be
there too, I do. Can you even be hurt by 5
Mountain
on fire?
Just gets no. Far away. So. No, man.
I got six resistance.
That's not how I roll.
Like throwing a 13
versus
AC. Nope, not enough. Wow. And does this guy get an attack as well? Or each
no.
One or the other?
Oh, but I have. Oh, yeah, he can take combat mastery, so that would be plus 2, right?
That'll hit. 14
damage. Why am I tired? I have like 400 milligrams.
Score 4.
That was turn 3.
So that is 11
turn
damage.
That was turn 4.
And
two was,
3
was
force damage.
So 14 total?
Yeah.
That'll bloody you.
Slide him 3.
Where do you want
him?
Just move this.
One extra line.
That way. One. Yep.
Nice.
And I'm going to shift.
Seems
okay.
Many other things I'd rather have
and
for than
a save.
You need a save for you and a save for your doodad. So you're still on fire and your minion is not. Or whatever he is. Ally. Familiar. There we go.
Make sure you don't want that thing to be
okay, Chris.
Okay, I am going to move back 2 squares, and then I'm going to use Call the Herd, which is versus Will.
Against who?
Against Chuck.
Okay.
He's playing Slivers.
So 20.
Nice. So max.
So I do 19 damage. I pull 3 squares towards me. So
for 19 damage.
I pull 3.
Okay.
Ow! There. My deck isn't doing
anything.
Why do you hate me?
What kind of damage is that?
It is psychic damage.
She has some resist, so let me know if you're doing more than just sword damage.
Well, can I pull her here, or does it have...
Every square has to bring her closer.
Okay, so
no.
One...
Someone tar mods
is
no
so, like, to there is definitely closer, and then...
2, 3. And, oh, that's still 1 square away.
No, that's...
Okay, so,
yeah, that, yeah, you can definitely
can
pull her there.
One square, can I only move 1 square?
Yeah.
And then, okay, then I'm going to pull her directly towards me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use... Grasping claws.
Okay.
Nice. The other legendary.
So that is 19 versus reflex.
Just hits, yeah.
And that does 5 damage, and she is slowed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Then I'm going to action point. And I am going
to... So how'd you get to do 2 attacks in the first place? One of those was a minor action?
No, sorry, no, that was my action.
Sorry,
yeah, okay.
Just
keeping you honest. Okay.
Sorry, no.
Now, she has an aura, so you're going to take 5 points of damage when you pull her next to you. One square. All
okay.
These squares adjacent to her.
So I get...
Any enemy that ends its turn in the aura.
Ends its turn. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you had to move 1 square in order to get into the area to pull her back, right? So I mean, it's 5 points. I don't know if that's gonna make a huge difference to you, but
no, I guess I'll take it this time.
So it's fire and cold. So you need resist both.
I have neither.
Okay. So I know some of you guys have fire, but that's why I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll take
Dimitri.
Yeah,
can I check the guy right beside me with the bull strength?
Yep.
So 1 push if I can hit.
And then I have more effects.
11 plus 20 versus
AC. You're fine. Yep.
So we'll push him 1 away from me. Yep.
Sure.
And
how much damage does he take for that?
Well, you can't really do it in response because I knew he was targeting him. But you
1 weapon plus.
After Dimitri is going to be the air, and then John, and then Charles.
I still would have
gone. 6 damage.
I don't think he's using him. I'm at a full point.
Okay.
And then you're going to move?
And move up to the bloody guy and mark him.
Okay.
Or actually, he's not engaging anyone, right?
Nope.
Just this guy.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
I don't know where you want to move.
Yeah, closer to the blue.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And that's it.
Okay. The air. Well, the air's only got the one dude there, so.
They can see what I want to do here.
I want to kill the knight.
She's going
to
attack you, Mr. Druid. Versus AC. Crit. I haven't rolled a crit in a while. 13 points damage. And this guy takes 8 points of damage. Wait, is Jacob there? No, too far. This guy takes 8 points of damage as well.
Wow.
Well, she just saw you smoke her, dude.
I know that. But how does that work?
8 points, you say?
Yep.
Jacob ain't no less crit. Come on.
Are either of you guys bloodied?
I just became bloodied.
5, 4.
She's going to shift. She's going to use your action point. She's going to do the same thing, but she's going to start with you. Doesn't crit that time. 12 versus AC.
Miss.
Okay.
You're only doing
She marks you.
Same mark as these guys do?
Similar, yeah. Basically, you've got to engage her. And I think that's it. Okay, good to go. She's done.
I don't have any ongoing fire, do I?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Let's see. Mark till the end of the turn. Let's just see what the mark does here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just if you don't attack her, it's minus two.
Okay. Yep. Do the attack or the damage? Okay, whatever. Yep. I go, I shift one heal.
Okay.
No one could do any opportunity attacks. I will do Sacred Flame with hits. I let my choosing gets plus two damage. This against reflex, I believe.
Yep. Just two. That'll hit.
Yeah.
Roll the damage. 26.
Oh, yeah.
What you
Okay, that's 2 plus 5.
So 5?
No, 2 plus 5 is 7.
7?
Yes.
Okay.
That is radiant damage.
Yep.
Alright. And you get 2 temp.
No. I already have 4.
I get 2 temp.
No, you can't give them yourself. It has to be an ally. It has to be within 5 squares.
I'm almost bloodied.
Yeah, pass them over to Chris.
Mechanical wolf over there.
Yep. Okay. Charles.
Yeah. I don't have four. Two heals.
Can I take my turn?
Okay. Left. No. Which square are you in here?
McGuyland's Grand.
Okay. These guys will get cover from the statue.
Oh, they will?
Yeah. The fountain? Chris? Yeah. You can still target them, but it's just going to be a little bit harder. I mean, their will is awful. You only needed 6 last time, so.
Okay. Well, what are they going to get for their bonus?
Two. Yeah. So you need 8 instead of 6.
Whatever. Just do it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So who are you getting here? These guys?
Yep. 1, 2, okay. 3.
So this guy's going to be a regular. Go for him. So he's a 6. Nope. This guy. This guy's going to get it. He's on an 8. So that guy gets hit. That's your friend. This guy. So he gets hit even with the bonus and then the air. No. Missed her twice in a row. Okay. So this was. These two guys got hit. So you can push them. So you can try and push him in the fire. He's safe. So he does not move. He just falls prone right there. How much damage to take? 4 points. What number is he? Now that he's down, I can't see number 9. Number 9 takes 4 points. He's dead. That kills him.
Sweet.
Okay.
Fitness glass.
That is stunning.
And cascading.
Are you serious? There's a fucking pure steel valley. What's wrong with you?
I'm good.
Is that gonna bother you? If he's here, is that gonna be trouble for you?
Yeah, is this guy gonna push him through over to there?
I just cascaded into that.
He saves his
guys.
So you get him to there.
Don't get up. Don't worry.
Okay. And what was the damage on that guy?
All hands.
Okay. And he's bloodied. He's old. Okay. Jacob. You take 5 ongoing fire.
All right.
I don't want you over here.
And then
Pride Mage. I don't care. You want
two guard.
Oh, he's just carrying on fire me all the time.
You may go.
Actually, you don't really deal with that. I want to deal with it.
We've got like a round or two before the dragon comes out.
That's.
Well, I in my defense, I did not willingly play that.
I just killed that minion.
He's not a minion, but you can pound on him.
He's almost bloodied already?
Yeah.
Four turns.
Yeah. He's right to the number bloodied.
Good.
Crush him. That's not going to do it. Well, it might. Your hits are pretty good.
14 versus
14 right on the money.
Okay, so that's going to be... 9
plus 13. That's not
going well. 13 hit points left. You're
22
gonna
points in
it. Oh, yeah, boom.
Is there going to be a short rest after this?
I'm not sure. I got to double check the mod. I think there is. I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah, because it said it was going to be 6 or 7 minutes, so there we go. Yeah, because you have a chance to talk to her a little bit after the fight, if she's still alive.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All good?
Flank in there.
Clearly.
I guess I'll do a saving throw.
You can try. And you save. Not on fire. Okay. My spellcheck elemental guys. That guy attacks you.
Which one is the air?
The blue cloak. Yeah. 14 versus reflex?
Yeah, that's
probably not it. I don't think so. Your intelligence is going to pump your reflex. No. Okay.
I really should have targeted the Knight of the Relic, because I'm not going to exalt my graveyard and gone the Knight anyway.
Yeah.
You've got the minerals.
Look at this.
This guy's attacking the familiar on the boat. 20 versus reflex. Familiar's back on fire again. The familiar. This guy attacks Dimitri, but it doesn't matter if he hits. It's not going to hurt you. And this guy stands up. He'll attack Jacob and miss by mile. And that's it for my baddies. Connie, then Chris, then Dimitri.
Okay.
So you guys both take your five at the start of your turn.
Would you guys like to miss out?
Question: if I use my storm spike on the dragon,
I'll have to check the stats. I don't think it would do enough to hurt it, but we'll see. Sorry, Connie, what did you do?
So 12 plus 2.
On which guy?
This one. And then plus 2 to the flanking?
Yep, that'll hit.
Okay. 10 damage.
That's, he had 9 hit points. That's enough. Boom. Gone. Toast. You guys are doing good. Focusing fire on the ones that are hurt.
My dice is definitely cold.
Can I move like this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wait. No, there's a building here. You can move there, but if you continue to move, he'll get an opportunity attack, but you're already on fire, so it won't matter. So, yeah, you can certainly move to there.
And will my save for my
spell? You are still on fire. The familiar
you're the one doing the
is still on fire. Chris! Okay. Are you on fire? No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I am going to wild shape back into my normal form, which lets me shift a square.
Yep.
And then I'm going to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I'm going to use my lightning bolt, my storm spike on the air.
It's got a range of 7 or better?
10.
Even better.
So 21 versus reflex?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to start applying that to everything he does.
Okay, 9 damage, and if she doesn't move 2 squares in her next turn, she takes 3 lightning damage.
Okay.
So would that 3 affect the dragon at all, or would the damage reduction just like knock it out completely if I had attacked the dragon? Like, if I had done Storm Spike on the dragon and it hadn't moved 2 squares, would I take the 3 damage, or would the damage reduction right now just completely negate
it? I think damage reduction would negate it entirely, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
I used my minor, I even moved. No, I'm done.
Dimitri.
Alright, I'm going to use a limited encounter.
Might be a daily Christ.
Lodestorm.
Why must you hurt me?
No,
so
it's not where.
Okay.
Lodestorm.
That's what
Lodestorm.
I used to do with
Lodestorm. Melee 5.
Proteus staff.
I'm going to augment it twice.
That's also why you make sure you have a cause.
If it hits, I'll pull
you. Might as well, so we don't
pull
have
this guy towards me. So I think he's
this is considered blocking terrain. You don't have area effect on that.
Okay.
You can move first, and then you totally
leave her alive, take crown, you know.
I'll put the crown on.
I say you have a kill.
Sorry, which guy?
The guy right beside you.
This one, number one?
No,
okay.
We'll go with
just break your legs.
I think that's a reasonable
But you got pretty balls too.
You still have full hit points, so let's see what we do.
Tell me you run this.
Can't have
an elixir of immortality in that.
11? Okay.
If he hits anyone in the next turn,
this is something that you do.
No damage for you.
Okay.
And now the air's going to start wailing on the
spend a sonic point, mark both of these guys.
Okay.
When it's put into your graveyard
and
the library,
shift one.
You
decide, so then
where you
want to
go?
Okay.
You can move over. You just move. Oh, no. Yeah, because they can't hurt you anyway. That way you
go over here. Still decide.
No, don't go there.
Don't go there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's better over here.
Yep. Okay. The air.
It's going to start wailing on the cleric.
She's pissed at you because you kept taking out her dudes.
But I still have...
What's her speed?
Creator's
cancel
is not.
No,
that seems
like
a bad idea. I'm just
going to.
Yeah, sure.
I don't
care.
Yeah.
On the bright side, look how much green source I have. And look how many land searches I can. I am physically incapable of ever casting Creator's Council.
Can
I live.
You do one square.
Oh, I did?
No, she goes there.
Yeah.
She attacks you.
No, it's in my head.
Try to go 16 versus AC?
No, I think that's the only place I can go because I was here before, right?
You can just move. They can't hurt you with an opportunity attack.
No.
That's what I said. You can go wherever you want. Okay.
I didn't even realize that.
John, you're up.
All right. Since they won't want to attack.
Actually, the mark would fall off of you, and she adds it on to the wizard.
That's why tunnel vision is bad.
Thank you, actually.
Psychic drain four.
He mills
for four.
Give me John, Charles, then Jacob.
That's not a dick.
That's a dick move.
Finally, my turn to be a dick. Go Taylor.
What?
Actually, I'm supposed to stay there. I'm attacking this guy here.
Okay. He is taking no damage yet.
Okay, it's a defiance. If it hits, I can see his plus up attack.
At least my dick reading.
17 plus 5.
Yep, how much damage?
At least my dick has the intention.
13.
Nice.
13, and let's see.
At least when I
when I like within. When I can see.
Charles.
So you get plus 1 to.
So you were marked by the air.
Yes. I
don't attack. I'm not done.
I have one minor.
Yep.
Really, really strange.
Because I will be using that to heal myself.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my healing surge.
Are
five.
You
well,
fucking
Toronto? I might have to do attack.
Yeah.
Don't attack him.
You minus two if you don't include him in the attack. Well, opportunity attacks. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That would be great.
Now, if you move, they're both going to get a swing at you.
I just lost the game.
Quote from Dan.
Shovel bar in Calgary?
No.
I actually looked it up. And it's awesome.
Charm of
one
Wednesday.
Wrath,
so I guess Will.
Okay.
Deck tournament. The following
nope.
Wednesday.
You haven't hit her Will yet.
Fight night. Okay, they alternate. So
anything else?
Imagine, my it isn't that
idea ever.
I think my code I shit on
Wednesday,
him.
Watching the door, and
no.
You totally
Jacob, you're
be
up.
Able to tell when you right. Showed up on the
so
wrong
we
Wednesday.
Right?
Like,
my
it's fight
back.
Night, and a bunch of nerds
yes.
Show up with backpacks, and they're like,
no.
Oh,
anyway,
wrong
just grab him. Looks like
yeah.
Him and just crush him a little.
Okay.
Oh, he's no longer blessed. Did you
hear his ultimate core
of amazingness? He just tunneled into my deck.
Yep. That's number one.
At least my deck has the
power. He's got 16 hit points.
21 points of damage.
Yep, boom, gone.
Oh, by the way,
toast.
I'm sure he's just more pissed at him. Oh, him.
Okay. My element dudes.
I think it's your turn.
That happens a lot, Mars.
Attack you.
I have,
yep.
No, I
five ongoing fire. And this guy attacks Dimitri, but it doesn't matter. So you got five ongoing fire, but it's not going to hurt you. You just got
to
make your save at the end. Okay.
No,
you Connie.
Stay on five. Is it cool?
Are you, both of you guys take five at the start of your turn. Is your familiar dead yet?
That's so good.
Is it familiar dead yet? Just took five more damage.
Barely.
It's getting there? Okay.
7, yeah,
I've
hit, right?
17
plus
9.
Yeah, that hits.
It was a dead card?
I know.
I just was sitting here like, oh, this guy's
damage.
Dredging. This guy's got, like, okay. Entire fire.
And I will do Dancing Fire, 3 fire damage, and target ground combat event.
Okay.
Play Jorkity.
Great,
does that give you 3 creatures?
Yes. Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
No!
Chris, then Dimitri.
Oh, can I move?
So
sorry.
Many different ends of the battlefield.
You want to move? Yeah? You've already got the ongoing fire. You can move wherever you want.
Okay, cool. So I can move anywhere I want?
Yeah, just you move your normal movement. Because even if it takes an opportunity attack and hits, you won't take any more damage.
One, two,
three.
I
want to draw a brainstorm. No!
What would I have drawn?
Okay, Chris, you're up.
I would have drawn a shifting mortar.
One. No.
Okay, with a save.
Yes. So save for you. You're on fire. Save for the familiar. The familiar will be dead at the start of the turn if it doesn't get some healing.
Puts it back on my deck, so I'm gonna get another
okay.
Okay. I'm gonna use my strong spice to go to him.
Okay. I assume that's an at will.
Okay, well, I didn't let me take that back. Why would let me take that back and only do it?
Okay, so it is 18 versus reflex.
Yep, that hits. Does
no
it do any damage right now?
Yes.
Okay.
So it does 7 damage, and if he doesn't move 3 squares, he takes another 3.
Okay.
You did, could, I'm saying, well,
I did. Anything else?
Don't do attack.
You're on
yeah.
The fire, you're good. Dimitri,
all
right. Fire, you shrug it off because you resist.
I'm going to go...
This guy only has a handful of hit points.
But
if you
no,
hit him, he'll fall down.
Him that has to move. It doesn't
go for
it's
a
not
conductive defense against him.
5 plus 9, 14.
14, right on the number. Okay. He's got 6 hit points. Can you do less than 6?
Okay. No, I can't.
Nope. So, gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just mowing through these guys.
Let's do a
look at this.
A move list,
look at this.
I guess towards the closest I can get.
What's your speed?
Yes. Draw 5. 8 cards. Polymorph 2 things.
Okay. And save against fire. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but just keep you honest. Okay. The Lost Air.
Any arcane spell you play, for 2 more you draw a card.
Everything becomes a cantrip.
You play WoW.
I think it might actually
be the dragon.
Mm-hmm. 19
versus AC?
Yeah, you need to replace it before it
pops the shield up. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's going to be RuneScribe.
John, then Charles.
And now
okay.
I have to drop it.
1, 2, 3.
As opposed to
same attack. Case of Defiance.
On which character?
The Blood Guy.
Okay.
I actually saw that.
That'll miss.
I still have.
Minor action?
Yeah. My last healing word.
How much anybody needs it?
I'm sorry.
I don't know anyone needs it.
Oh, the familiar could use it.
You? That's you?
Familiar.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're just in range.
Too far away.
Oh, wait. Damn it.
Am I in range?
Nope, you're too far away.
Yeah. Part of it is replacing.
I guess I could use my action point.
I wouldn't.
Whatever,
Charles,
do I have a further one? I have another heal, so one of its.
Okay.
I'm just tutoring.
He toots.
So, this is the dude who's bloodied. That's gonna hit her.
Alright.
How much damage?
I'll catch her.
You're way over the hell.
Oh.
That's gonna bloody erase.
I think that's her thing. I don't think it does anything to her.
Yeah, it's not going to.
You want her? Yeah, I'll take her.
Because he's part red.
And then just put between me and Demetrius.
He's human.
Okay. Anything else?
He's 17 foot tall.
Okay. Jacob.
Right.
As I said, they generally
smack
don't
her around.
They gift wrapped her for her. Gift her.
Wait, I thought
I forgot she had that aura. We've forgotten to apply the damage.
All right.
One. Have you seen it?
No,
you're not on fire.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Before
ongoing
I understood,
fire
I
damage
they were avoiding
printing
anything.
No.
Oh, did he hit you last time? It's only if he hits you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mark you. So you took the 5 and then you failed the save?
Yeah, full shock.
Thank you for being honest.
So I missed.
Oh my god.
But I will mark her. And then I'll turn invisible.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure Zendikar's white people.
So you'll need to make a stealth check. If you move half your speed or less, you'll get a normal check. If you move more than half your speed, you get a -10 penalty to the stealth roll.
No, it depends on the block.
Yeah.
But she can't make an opportunity attack against you if she can't see you, and she can't see you if you're invisible.
But if I end my turn there, I take damage.
If you end your turn next turn, you take damage. You take 5 damage.
Is that going to prevent? Is that going to unstealth me?
No.
Before. Because I remember they were making a big deal about
it. Let's shift there.
Which is the balls? Which is the cock?
I will.
No, I mean,
unless it's Jared, I can't shift there. I will shift over to here.
Okay. Self check.
It burns when I eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I just tell you?
Oh.
Poor Optimus.
He's got to move. He's gonna take the damage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I take 5 damage.
Yep. You get to make an opportunity attack against this guy. Has to be with a melee weapon though. Melee basic.
Okay. No, really? 5 doesn't hit?
Nope.
Vendetta! Vendetta!
Goes up there, attacks you.
Yeah, that's
18 versus reflex, 5 ongoing fire.
Did you shift the turn?
Okay, yeah. Connie.
I'm just going to take that 5.
You guys both take your 5 ongoing. So this thing's going to die, right? So you lose a healing surge when this thing dies. Oh, that's yours. And then you take the 5. Are you bloody?
Yes, I'm bloody.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
That's it.
The arrow's over here.
Oh, no! Land fails. Sack my demon.
Move there.
Yeah,
me. Oh, so I can get a
there you go.
The magic missile is done.
You see that?
Okay. How much damage on your magic? That's enough. You had 7 left. Boom. Gone. Teamwork.
I was hoping for a land.
Okay.
Guys, we got 20.
Chris. Sorry, Connie, you have anything else? You need to make a saving throw.
Oh, okay.
You're no longer on fire. Hurrah! Okay.
Is the tail
Chris, then Dimitri.
Okay, is the tail in the way, or can I see the air?
You can see him.
It's a direct line, it's just the tail. I am going to Storm Spike. Unless you guys want me to do something else.
No,
Yeah.
Seems to be working.
Okay, that's 20 versus reflex.
That hits.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
So that's 8 damage, and again, if she doesn't move 2 squares, she takes 3. At least 2.
Awesome.
Okay.
Why did you kill my
Dimitri.
All right, it's only one man. Also, temple.
Like you said, the arrow trying to get him.
Now, remember, Dimitri's invisible, so you can't see him. Jake is invisible.
Advantage?
No.
Okay, well, I'd probably line up to where he was last, anyways.
Because he was there last time.
Okay. And,
Legacy explodes all of a sudden.
Go for a swing, I guess, of Conductive defense.
I'm trying to decide if I want Zadak or your Jitte.
Yeah. How much damage?
13
damage.
No.
Okay. And gonna mark him.
Otherwise, that march total would be ridiculous.
Mark over right now.
I'm not being one man.
He can't see you. He assumes you want to stay invisible. You're gonna end in the aura. You're gonna take 5 points. It's fire and cold.
That's the whole point. Okay.
So you need to resist a bolt and never shrug that off. So.
5
damage.
What?
Sorry, destroying my tactics.
I wasn't supposed to.
Well, I'm invisible, so if he swings at you, I can come in the shadows and swing at him.
All right, then
do it. Not mark him. Sorry.
Well, he's. You don't know where he is. He's gone.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's. I assume he's not going. Leave her marked. She knows exactly where you are. Okay.
Invisible.
She's gonna pound on you, Jacob, and miss by Dimitri rather, and miss by a mile.
I don't want. Wait.
She's got this thing. I never got to use his power because you guys were so good. So once she becomes bloody, if there's any of these guys left on the board, she can basically just wave her hand as a minor action. They die, and she gets all of their hit points back. But she can't use it until she's bloody. And by the time she was bloody, there's only one guy left. You only had 6 hit points, and you killed him before she got another turn. Because you were focusing fire, which you never do. So. Okay, John.
Alrighty then. I'll take the 5 ongoing.
Okay, so let me jump in here. So because we're at the top of the order, it was the air. So. You guys have to figure out what you want to do here. If you want to kill her, we'll play this out because it'll be important for your resources, depending on how many surges you have left and if you use powers and stuff. If you want to try and just subdue her and not kill her, we don't have to continue to play it out. She will, at this point, now that she's bloodied, you guys can convince her to surrender.
I'm going for surrender.
I'm going to try to convince...
So this is how this would work, is... We go through the initiative. Everybody has to agree, because as soon as someone attacks her, she's going to fight back. But if you guys go a full round and don't attack her, we're not your enemies, calming words, she will absolutely surrender. And you are getting that impression, especially now that all of her allies have gone down. That is an option. So, I mean, one of you has the opportunity to be a jerk and run in there and try and do an awesome attack. I'll tell you now, she's got about 50 hit points. So, John, it's your turn. You're way over there. Now, you're still on fire, so we have to play it out until the saves go away. So you take the 5 fire damage. Okay, so if you just want to, call out calming words, you can do that and then make a saving throw.
That's why I vote you.
Okay, so make a saving throw. You've decided not to attack. You're like, surrender, we're here to help you, and you're not on fire. Perfect. Okay, Charles, so you're on fire as well. You take the 5 damage. You're still on fire. You're going to not attack her, I assume? Again, calming words. Do you want to... You guys can opt to move your characters closer if you want. You don't have to. Jacob, you're invisible. Do you become visible at the start of your turn? So, you're there. You hear 2 of your allies are now like, surrender, we'll stop attacking you.
I say the same thing.
Okay.
And
you're not on fire, so you don't need to make a save.
I'm going
to
try and move towards the...
Over here?
Yeah.
You're... There's still a chance, right now she could still take an opportunity attack on you, so...
I'll shift.
No,
just walk. If she does damage to you, she takes you...
Then you don't want her to take... I'll shift, and then I'll
go. My opportunity action is if she attacks anyone...
Chris?
Yeah, but we don't want her to take damage, right?
We don't want her to keep fighting.
I am just going to use my Warforged Resolve, just give me myself some... Yep.
Okay.
And then I'm... Yes. And then, talk to
her. Not going
to
fight her? Okay, so Dimitri, you're the one who can screw this up. You attack her, or are you going to, give her the whole...
No,
surrender. Okay. Give me either diplomacy or an intimidate.
I'm gonna eventually make a Sharm deck that's gonna be competitive, and I'm definitely playing Avarice
Neither of them are that great.
Sure,
they're usually the same. They're both based on your charisma, aren't they?
No, it's so, yeah.
19.
Perfect. Okay. And that actually beats her will, so that's good for the mechanic. Okay, so you convince her, you know, we're not here. We're looking out for the best interest of Neverwinter. You know, surrender, surrender, all your allies. And so, sure enough, she does surrender. So, you need to make a saving throw. So, this could be important. So, actually, John, you would get a turn. Do you have a power that can grant him a save?
I think I do. Oh, no, they all have to actually attack.
That's true. Okay, so you're going to take 5 more damage, then you'll make the save.
You won't hit the dragon. You can hit the dragon.
Yeah, do a Sacred Flame against the dragon. Give him a save.
See,
yeah, Sacred Flame will do it. Just roll
a
d20.
On the dragon.
Just a matter of if it would have happened before your turn.
10 plus 5, 15 versus 7.
Yeah, so you would have done that. You would not have taken the 5 damage. He does that, gives you a save. Cool.
What's the ongoing damage I take? 7, cold and fire, you said?
Oh, it's if you end your turn there. Yeah, well, I assume you could have shifted back one square, so. Okay, so. You've got an opportunity to talk to her if you don't kill her, so that's why I just wanted to make sure that you realize it wasn't necessarily a fight to the death. Now, if a bunch of those little minion dudes, well, I keep calling them minions, they weren't minions, so. Okay.
So we got one combat left after this?
Yeah, so Seldra collapses on the ground, sending the smoldering crown rolling. So you guys surrender, surrender. So she finally just loses the will to live. She falls down. The crown rolls off her head. Blue flames around her spell scar subside, and her eyes return to normal. Bloodied and bruised, she looks up at you and then around at the burning buildings of the Protector's Enclave. My gods, what have I done? She says. She kneels helplessly on the ground. What do you do now? So you have not killed her, so now you have some options here.
I put on the crown.
So, okay, and that is an option. So hang on, we'll just...
He becomes a new...
So, she does still have the spell scars, and, you know, basically what it says, what's supposed to do, you're supposed to fire until she hits zero, and then you have the option, do you actually kill her, or do you let her survive? But it just seems silly to go through the motions if you're going to save her anyway. So, assuming that you have brought her to 0 hit points, the party has to decide, you know, is she a butcher and a monster and you want to kill her, or do you think that she can be a valuable ally moving forward, or at least that she needs to stand punished for the crimes that she's committed. So unless anyone has any major objections, I'm going to assume that you guys are ruling out the option of killing. The party has been pretty good aligned up until now. It seems a little out of character, but okay. The crown fell a few feet away from her. The characters had the opportunity to basically pick up the crown. So Chris has been pretty adamant about that. I'm picking up the crown. Okay, so
I'm just joking.
So the RP about what happens before the fight with the dragon is at the beginning of the next one. So you get 350 XP. Is that enough to push anyone up from level 2 to level 3?
Sure.
I think 2250 is the number you're looking for.
Yeah.
But you're already level 3.
I was already level 3.
3 is the highest you can get in this adventure.
Oh, okay, fine.
So once you've hit 3, you don't even have to keep track anymore.
I'd like to see how close you let you get to level 4.
No, you're going to be over 1,000. Okay, so unfortunately, Kelly's got to take off. So it would take at least another hour to run through the next encounter. So let me kill the recording.